Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Tigers pick up a win last night against the A's, part of a homestand that extends all the way through Sunday with Sunday Night Baseball against the Twins. John, they have the best record in baseball, first to 50 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we bring up things, nitpicks, and we ask people, are we too hard on this baseball team? Just honest feedback from you guys on the way this team is covered in this city. 248-539-9797. I said in New York, I'm sure they brought up when the Yankees were getting shut out. I think it's totally fine to talk about the bullpen for a team that relied on it last year and will in the postseason to beef that up. And everybody knows about left side of the infield. Detroit media is always negative. The sky is always falling. That's an unnamed texter. It's perfectly okay to nitpick this team and bring up concerns. It's not being a bad fan or doom and gloom. The team has the best record in baseball, but it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah, and some of it is trying to predict what they're going to do at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Well, that's what this texter says. He goes, talking about bad performance is one thing, but packaging guys in fairy tale trades is lazy.
Did we package anybody in fairy tale trades?
No, the only thing I could think that was fairy tale was, and we even said it, was the Skeens thing.
When it
came up nationally, we go, hey, look, in a fairy tale.
You're willing to dream a little bit. That's what fans do.
But everything else has been, can we get the seventh inning guy on the Rockies? You know, it's
right.
The Bregman thing is, if you think that's fairy tale, fine. I'll tell you that Jeff Passan did his top 50 trade targets yesterday with ESPN, and he brought up Bregman and he brought up the Tigers. This is not being manufactured by me and my love affair.
Yeah.
This is a real thing that's being discussed in baseball. And we know the Tigers love Bregman too.
Yeah. I would like Jake Bird from the Rockies, since you brought up the Rockies.
Yeah, sure.
You know, why not?
I got a fairy tale one for you. I think the Devers thing was a fairy tale. This team is not in position to add that contract.
And I didn't argue they should.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the other thing. Is this not... Valeni does this in the afternoon. It feels like any star player we should have gone and got. I try to put a little nuance into it. Like, Devers didn't make sense for this ball club. Durant wouldn't have made sense for the Pistons. I don't think we just throw out fairy tales with the trades. I think we're excited to talk about our team being buyers for the first time in a decade.
Yeah, we get a chance to see and feel what that's like because it's been a decade since that's happened. Even last year, even with a trip to the postseason, at the trade deadline, they sold Jack Flaherty. They were sellers last year. We were talking about... let's insert Scooble into this conversation. How many people were talking about possibly trading Scooble at the deadline last year?
Yeah.
I think we're maybe fans getting, we mentioned it early in the show, but, you know, there are the hardcore fans out there that see Wenzel Perez as he is, as a player right now, what he's doing for this team, and we really don't mention it that much or talk about it. Like, here's a guy right now. This is a fascinating story for this team this year. I think people, Wenzel Perez, he's just a role player. He's just going to be put in platoon situations. No, this guy's come on this team and in 23 games has 13 extra base hits. He's got over 1,000 OPS. He hit fifth in the lineup last night. He made two great defensive plays.
He's crushing lefties and he's always able to hit righties. So yeah, it's a true switch hitter piece for them. Yeah.
I mean, how do you not play him at this point?
Well, he's probably an everyday guy while he's hot. And they have no shortage of these guys who bubble up and step up. They're a much deeper baseball team than they were a year
ago. But this
is
like, this
and
could,
he's part of it.
This could be a significant add, small sample size, but he ain't going to keep at this pace. But think about what they've inserted into their lineup here potentially.
Yeah.
So as torque starts to slump a little bit, I think maybe people sometimes get on us for not bringing up things like that. And instead we just scoff at it. And he's just a role player. You know, I said to you earlier off the air, I said, maybe Jamai Jones is this year's Andy Ibañez.
Sure, guy who hits lefties, a specialist. He has a moment.
A guy who had a crucial hit in the playoffs last year.
No, I just, if we were being negative, I mean, has anybody brought up Torkelson this month outside of a passing comment? No.
Maybe an eyebrow raise.
Yeah,
and that's
but my point is, I don't think we're actively hunting ways to tear down this baseball team. The way I've always approached it is, when you're the best record in baseball, you're chasing a World Series. There's things we want them to get better at.
I'll do an eye guilty as charged. Last week, I was looking at Riley Green's strikeouts.
Tom, he's hitting almost 400 in the month of June here.
Hey, I admit it.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm under oath.
He's got 100 strikeouts.
Damn, but negative media.
It's only 11 more than Aaron Judge. And so, I mean,
compare him to Aaron Judge, you're crazy.
I know. In strikeouts.
Real quick, you brought up Perez. As he continues to hit and get a more stable role on this team, it's a good problem. Roster crunch. Vierling, if he comes back, who's the odd man out right now?
The list is three people, right? Sweeney, Jones.
And your guy?
Meadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lowest OPS of the bunch is Trey Sweeney.
It probably should be him.
Vierling plays probably more infield, given Perez his success right now.
And he's only a phone call away if an injury were to happen.
And Javi's the reason this is all possible, because you could just play him every day at short now.
Get that right. Javier, all-star.
Sorry.
All-star, yeah. Yeah, he'll play shortstop all the way up until the all-star game, and then he'll move back to center field.
That's
so bizarre. Yeah.
The other thing is Skubal. Tom, you put this bug in our ear pre-show.
This is not supposed to. Okay. Yeah.
Pre-show. Easy. Settle down. You just happened to look and see that Skubal may not start the All-Star game.
Am I being negative?
No. All you said is maybe we bring this up. Maybe the audience cares. Maybe they don't. You pointed out five pitchers in the AL alone have better ERAs. Now, I would counter with he has the best whip of the bunch. Fewest walks of the bunch. Only Crochet has more strikeouts. I still expect Skubal to start the All-Star game, even with the last couple starts.
Let me be clear. I think he should start. That is my opinion.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I think we're all assuming he's going to be the starter. But if you look at the candidates, I don't know if that's a sure thing. Max Fried's having a good year. Crochet. Hunter Brown's got a sub-2 ERA in Houston.
Bubich, everybody's favorites in the mix, too.
Skubal does have the best WAR and WHIP of pitchers.
Yeah, he should be. I think you were just putting it out on people's radar, and I think the city would be upset if he didn't start the All-Star game. For as much as we claim, we don't care about the accolades, we want to see him on the bump to start the All-Star
game. One of the local newspapers had the Tigers might have four starters for the first time since 66 or something like that.
Name those Tigers.
And I was like, is this for sure? I know the voters, but I was like, well, Skubal's the fourth. Is that a given? And I started looking at the numbers. Did I commit sin?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian in Livonia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I wanted to throw something out there, see what you guys thought. And obviously, you know, as fans, I guess we're in a great situation right now, and I think that's why we are being so nitpicky is we see the potential for this team. So I don't think it's a negative thing to be having these conversations, but I wanted to throw something out there. And I don't know if this is even something that you have to consider doing immediately, but I was thinking, or I wanted to see what you guys were thinking, what about potentially looking for another place for Kerry Carpenter, of trading him off and seeing what you can get? Obviously, we love Kerry, and it's not because he's kind of in a little bit of a slump, but looking big picture, We've got Riley. We've got Parker. If we do have this star in Wentzell, and then if Max Clark is who we think that he could potentially be, I mean, that's four outfielders right there. And unless you plan on keeping Carey just as a specific DH, you know, if you look at the five guys right there, he's at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to defensively. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that, of potentially looking for something to get, you know, get something out of him. Again, I don't know if you need to do it right now.
I was going to say, I don't even know why this would come up right now. I mean, Max Clark is, at least 2 years away from the big league ball club.
Yeah.
Carp is team control through 2029. I mean, yeah, maybe he doesn't get a long-term deal here if there's a squeeze down the road, but... No,
I don't see any reason to do that now.
No. Or even really this offseason.
No.
Maybe like 3 years from now in an alternate universe where you have too many good players. Yeah.
We'll tackle that problem at that time.
All right. We'll get the abacus out then.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night, pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.